When there's a famous letter, the president, I don't mean to date you, Larry, and make you our historical man, but President Roosevelt wrote a famous letter to the editor of the Sporting News about how baseball should continue during the war. It was kind of like an issue that was disputed for a while there, I think.
I didn't know about the letter, but I know FDR's rationale was it was good for the love, the morale of the country for baseball to continue on. And, you know, I suppose it was. I mean, it kept people's mind off of the seriousness of war and the worry and so on. And I got to tell you one, I might have told this story before, on VJ Day, and when the war with Japan ended that night, I was at Offerman Stadium with a couple friends of mine. And they turned on in the middle of the game, or probably about the sixth inning or so, they turned the PA on and put the microphone next to the radio for the announcement. It was a lot of static, and everybody's saying, what are they saying? And people who were closer to the public address system, the microphones were saying, they're saying the war is over. And the place exploded, you know, and everybody, I remember Billy Pierce was a young pitcher for he was 17 years old, he's pitching for the Bisons. And his buddy, Art Hudeman, they're a Detroit firm. Two 17-year-old kids pitching for the Bison. Billy Pierce, I talked to him about this years later in an old-timers game. He later became a terrific major leaguer. He came to bat right after the announcement and hit a home run.
Wow.
And over right field and off from the stadium. I remember walking home from the ballpark, up from Main Street, from, you know, it was at Michigan and Ferry.
Right.
And I mean, it was... people were all over Main Street, all over the streets, and the streetcars were being mobbed. And I lived in North Buffalo, out near the University of Buffalo then, and we walked home. It was just like a carnival. It was festive.